Today, I'm going to be sharing with you guys 23 legendary commanders that free-to-play players should never invest in. What's going on, guys? Cheers. So the other day I was live streaming and I got a bunch of questions from the chat, and a couple of people were asking me about Edward as an investment. That's a little bit of foreshadowing there, but it made me realize that a lot of new players probably don't know that there's a ton of legendary commanders that you just absolutely should not invest in. So today we're going to be talking about those, and it might make some of you guys upset. And what better way to cover this topic than with a tier maker tier list? That's what I do best. Okay. So without further ado, let's jump right into it.
Actually, hold on. According to my calculations, about 80% of you guys are actually not subscribed to the channel. So if you enjoy today's content, make sure you go down there and subscribe and click that thumbs up while you're there.
Now, the last thing I want to mention before we do this is sort of how this is set up. Okay. Obviously the D plus commanders are going to be better investments than the F minus commanders, but I want to make no mistake in saying that if a commander shows up anywhere over here, if there's any commanders, no matter what rank it is here, you should not invest in them. Okay, now the first thing we have to get out of the way is the gathering commanders, and these commanders go straight to the F minus category. Okay, they're not commanders that you should be using universal legendary commander sculptures into, not only because you're going to get them for free from the gold keys, but also because you're going to get the commander sculpture chests for free by competing in events, so long as you're actually participating when they go live. And these chests let you pick which one you want, so it's actually a really great way to obtain these commanders for free, which means they are the worst commanders to use your universal commander sculptures on. Okay, with that out of the way, let's start from the bottom up. Okay, and I gotta say, there are more commanders in the F minus category, but we're gonna talk about them later. Let's start with D plus, and there's actually only one commander in the D plus category, and that is Richard the First. Now, before you guys go in the comments and scream at me and say that Richard is great for chaining barbarians, I understand, and that's why he's in the D plus category. Okay, I think all players should have a 5-1-1-1 Richard or a 5-5-1-1 Richard. After that, I think your sculptures are kind of wasted. Okay, I think they're kind of wasted. If you're a free-to-play player, you probably should be using those sculptures on someone else like Isong Ye or Alexander the Great, or someone else that you can start investing in the early game. And this is the reason why Richard is the only commander in the D plus category, because he is the only commander on the list where a small amount of sculptures invested is good, and anything past that is really bad. Moving on to the D category, we're going to talk about YSS. He's a leadership garrison commander, and realistically, you're not going to be a garrison captain if you're a free-to-play player or a low spender. Now, there is a reason that he's only D and not higher on this list, and again, higher is worse. The reason for that is because you could technically use him to defend your city as a free-to-play player, and even as like a, you know, a 5-5-1-1 or maybe even a little bit more than that, 5-5-5-1, something along those lines. He would be decent at defending your city, but again, should you be using sculptures on a commander just to defend your city? No, you shouldn't be. In fact, you should just not take a city rally as a free-to-play player. That's sort of the best strategy that you can go with, so just don't invest in YSS. Next, let's talk about Suleiman. Okay, Suleiman is a commander that came into the game much later than the commanders we've talked about so far, and you would think that with like power creep and the evolution of the game that he would be decent. And like, sure, you could use him in the open field, but a lot of his utility comes from the enemy's current rage status, which is something that you can't really always influence to your advantage. It might be easier to influence that if you're rallying with Suleiman, but in the open field, it's like you're just going to be hitting random targets, and like, who knows, right? So it's just, he's not a good investment. He's a leadership commander. He's got the attack tree. Like, there's a lot of things that go against Suleiman, and he's a Mightiest Governor commander. So not only does he have all that going against him, you have to win a Mightiest Governor just to unlock him. Like, no shot, not a good choice, not a good option, and he lands in the D tier. Next, we have our boy Edward, and this was, again, the inspiration for this video, okay? And the thing about Edward is that you may be confused, because in KVK2, he's actually, like, rally meta. Like, he's actually decent. He's got a huge single target damage factor. He's giving you archer health, right? But the problem with Edward of Woodstock is he has a huge rage requirement. He's reducing his own rage. He has to be primary. He decreases his own defense, and he only gets an attack bonus above 70%. He's just immediately outclassed once you hit KVK3 and beyond, and you should never invest in him with universals as a free-to-play player. In the same vein as that is Genghis Khan. Okay, Genghis Khan for a time seems like he's going to be a really powerful commander, right? He's got, even as 5-5-1-1, he's a glass cannon. He's shooting out a ton of single target damage factor. He's got the, you know, the mobility here, but the problem with Khan is that he instantly is outclassed when you hit Season of Conquest by Zhang Yu. He's just, Zhang Yu is infinitely better than Genghis Khan. And think about it. He's a glass cannon who slows himself down. Like, he can't get away if he's targeted, and he does not want to be targeted. He gives you no stats, no attack, no defense, no health, no nothing. Just not good. Okay. Horrible investment for free-to-play players. And right now, I gotta say, with Khan and Edward, okay, these two commanders right here, there's a chance that we get a relic buff for these commanders in the future. Okay. At the time of recording this, there's rumors of it, but there is no confirmation. So if in the future we get relic buffs that that give these commanders huge stat bonuses or something like that, then maybe they will fall a little bit lower and you should maybe invest in them, or at least they'll be usable at that point. But realistically, I can't see any relic buff strong enough to make these commanders like meta, right? Unless it's just an insane relic that we haven't seen before. So keep that in mind. But at the time of recording this, these commanders, definitely do not invest your universals into. It's just not great. Moving on to the D minus category is Charles Martel. That's right. Charles Martel is a worse universal investment than the commanders we've talked about so far. Why is that? He's a gold key commander. Okay. He's a gold key commander. You're going to get him for free over time. Is it going to take a year to get him to 5511? Probably. Okay. Probably it will take a long time, but realistically you'll get that for free. Okay. And before the 1 year mark anyway, you're going to have so few legendary sculptures that you really have to focus them on key aspects like Yisong A. So wasting them on Martel is not a good strategy, even though he is probably the best gold key commander in the game. Okay. And that's why he's here and not here. Okay. He is actually the best investment from the gold key category, but still just don't do it. Okay. Just don't use universals on Charles Martel. Next, we're going to talk about Zenobia. Okay. Zenobia is a queen of Garrison. However, that's all she's good at. She's only good at Garrison. And so as a free to play player, should you be trying to win a Amadeus Governor for Zenobia? And if you do, like, a majority of her skills, I think it's like 3 out of her 4 skills require that you either be in Garrison or hitting a rallied army, or at least some part of their skill or of her skills do that. So it's like, you're just never going to use Zenobia for anything useful. And you really can't use her in the open field or in Canyon. She's just not great. Okay. She's just not great. If you're a free to play player or a low spender, just do not invest in Zenobia. It's not a good strategy. In the same vein as that is Theodora. Okay. I think Zenobia is probably slightly better than Theodora as an investment, for free to play players, because if you're going to garrison it, like, let's say you're in the 0.1% of free to play players who have been playing long enough to have an account good enough to defend the flag. Okay. Let's say that's the case. You would rather Zenobia than Theodora. Okay. But, you know, Theodora, yeah, sure. You could use her to defend your city if you wanted to, but should you be fighting for Amadeus Governor to get Theodora as a free to play player? No, you should not be. If you were going to do that, if you wanted someone to defend your city, you could just get YSS in the Wheel of Fortune, and that would be a better choice for you. And you could pair him with like Martel or something, or Yisong Ye, right? Those are just better options for defending your city than Theodora as a free to play player, which is why she's a worse investment than these commanders down here. And finally, Yadviga. Okay. This whole category is all garrison commanders. I just realized that Martel is the best investment out of all of them, because he's actually usable in the open field. Yadviga is just not great. Okay. She's sort of like Zenobia, but she's not as meta as Zenobia. And she's for cavalry. So like, cavalry is not usually the type of troop that you garrison an objective with, or your own city. Again, same thing, Mightiest Governor Commander, just don't invest in her as a free to play player. You're not going to get the value out of it. All right. Next, we're going to talk about Mehmed, and he is the first F plus tier here. Okay. He is a worse investment than everyone we've talked about so far, but he's not as bad as the F and F minus. So you'll see what falls in these categories. Okay. Mehmed is, he's good. Okay. He's a good secondary commander in the game, right? But remember, we're talking about investing universals. Should you invest universals in Mehmed? No, you should not. Okay. You really shouldn't. 5511. He's great as a secondary, but you're going to get him there eventually. Okay. And yes, with the relic, he's even more powerful, and the AOE is nice. I get it. Okay. Mehmed is good, but again, we're talking about investments here. Should you invest universals in him? No, you just shouldn't. Okay. He's a secondary commander at best. And he's just, you know, of the gold key commanders, he's probably the second best one, behind Martell, which is why Martell is lower on the list here. But again, free-to-play players, just get him over time for free and eventually unlock his relic and you'll be good to go. Don't waste universals. In the same vein as that, we'll talk about Mulan. Okay, is she one of the best gold key commanders? Absolutely, she absolutely is. She is doing a ton of stuff that you love with the AoE buffing, right? But the problem with Mulan is that, you know, from my experience and from my testing in Sunset Canyon, it seems that an expertise Joan of Arc is as good as a 5/5/1/1 Mulan or better, right? Because her buff is just much longer than a 5/5/1/1 Mulan. Now, if you expertise Mulan, I think you can make the argument that she's much better than Joan of Arc, but we're talking about expertising a gold key commander to provide support, not even damage, it's just support. It's just not a good strategy. You don't want Mulan expertise if you're a free-to-play player by using universals, okay? Just get her overtime for free. You know, is it going to be great? No, it's going to take forever. And I've been playing for years and I don't have her expertise from gold keys, but it's just not going to be great. Okay. Just don't do it. Mulan is she's great, but as an investment with universals for free to play, no shot. Next up, let's talk about Cao Cao. Okay. He falls in the same category as the previous two. And in fact, I think the previous two are better than Cao Cao, but again, Cao Cao, gold key commander, he's a glass cannon. He doesn't age well. Yes, he has a relic and you can use him as a secondary commander on like your third cavalry march in Season of Conquest. Fine, whatever. I understand that. But at the end of the day, as a free-to-play player, he does not age well and he's just not a good place to put universals. And trust me, okay, I actually expertised him with universals, so take it from me, okay? Let me take the fall here. I've wasted my sculptures, so you don't have to. Rounding out the F plus tier is a gold key commander. Wow, would you look at that? It's El Cid, okay? And the same thing, he is worse than the previous three we've talked about. He's an archer commander that's in the gold keys and he's not great. He's just not great. That's all there is to it. He's a plain Jane vanilla archer legendary and he's good in KVK1 and after that he's just garbage. So don't invest universals into him. He's just not going to be worth it. You can invest them anywhere else. Even on anyone below him would be better, but beyond that, like, just Yi Song A, like, they come around the same time. Yi Song A is infinitely better forever. All right, moving into the F tier, we're going to talk about Moctezuma. Okay, Moctezuma is not a good commander. Now, if you saw my video talking about the 7 worst commanders in the game, you might have expected Moctezuma to be up here, but he's not. Okay, and the reason that Moctezuma is actually only in the F category and not the F plus category, F minus category, is because he actually got a slight buff inadvertently. Now, what am I talking about here? Okay, well, his third skill gives you a 700 healing factor if he does a normal attack against a target that is a health reduction debuff. Now, great news, you guys. We just got CPU in the game who provides AoE health reduction. 3 targets and everyone's going to be using CPO, which means that you're going to get the healing factor from Moctezuma way more often now than you ever would have in the past, right? It's just the facts. So just by them putting CPO in the game, Moctezuma is slightly better. Does that mean he's a good investment? Hell no. He's still an F category because he's a mightiest governor commander that is primarily for peacekeeping. What the hell is that? I still can't believe Lilith did that so late into the game. They should have thrown him in the gold keys and he still wouldn't be someone people use. But anyway, Moctezuma, not a good investment. Just avoid him. Yes, he will heal you slightly more than ever before, but he's still not a good commander that you should just don't do. In the same vein as that is Wu Zetian. Okay, Wu Zetian is a little bit misleading because in KVK2 it's like, oh my god, she's actually pretty good at garrison, and that's true, but that's the only time she's good in garrison. Like, can you use her in Season Conquest? Sure, but she's outclassed by like every other garrison commander. Like, she just is, okay? So she shines, she's like a flash in the pan. She's great for KVK2, and then boom, that's it, you're done, okay? You don't use her ever again. And that's pretty much the reality of Wu Zetian. So yeah, and again, she's only good for garrison. So are you gonna invest in a garrison commander that is only good in KVK2? Like, no, you're not. And like, even if you look at Edward, right? Sure, Edward is only good in KVK2, but at least you could use him in the open field if you really wanted to. Like, is it a good strategy? No, it's not, but you could do it. You can't use her in the open field. You just can't. She's just not good enough. Okay, so that's why she is in the F category. Not as bad as some of the F minus, but definitely an F tier investment. All right, now we're starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel. Okay, now we're getting there. We're gonna talk about Ragnar. Okay, Ragnar is a trash investment. He is trash. Not only is he a gold key commander, but he's worse than all the gold key commanders we've already talked about before. So he's like the worst of the worst, almost. Okay. He's sort of like Julius Caesar, but he came into the game pretty late. I think I like him a little bit better than Caesar because I like Ragnar's museum relic. But realistically, he's the 5 seconds here is nice, but you have to expertise him. He's just not great. Okay. He's not great. He's a leadership commander. The best thing he's got going for him is the beard, and he looks like a badass. Okay. That's really what it comes down to. And like, sure, I like that about him, but as a commander, he's not a good investment. Only 20% of stats for a legendary. He's immediately outclassed in KVK2 and later. He's okay in KVK1, but as an investment with universals, he's one of the worst ones you can make. And did I mention Caesar? Okay, Caesar is going to round out the F tier investments. And again, Julius Caesar. Okay, Julius Caesar, he's so similar to Ragnar. It's like, if you really break it down on paper, they're so similar when they're expertise that it doesn't even make a difference, especially when they have the relics. He's just not, he doesn't provide a stable source of stats. Yes, this is 5 second buff, sure, but that the uptime depends on how often you can get the rage, and you know, he's just not good. Okay, he's just not a good place for universal legendary commander sculptures. Can you use him in the open field? Sure. Can you use him in canyon? Sure. But again, we're talking about universal investment. He's one of the worst. And with that being said, let's move on to the final commanders that are going in the F minus category. Freddy, man, I hate to do it to you, Freddy. I hate to do it, but I gotta do it. Okay, Frederick goes in the F minus category because he is he's just like Ragnar and Caesar, except I just think he's a little bit worse. I just think he does like not like he just doesn't do anything, man. He just doesn't do anything. Okay, yes, he provides a ton of single target damage factor, but besides that, he's gonna heal you, so great news, your hospital's gonna fill really fast. And then the other two aren't great at all. Now, yeah, you bring more troops to the battlefield, whoop-de-doo. Okay, great, good for you. But here, until he's expertised, this doesn't even guarantee damage. It's 80% chance, but sometimes it just won't do it. Okay, so until he's expertise, there's a chance that you're gonna miss out on some of what his active skill does just based on RNG. Like, what the hell is that? That is complete duty. Okay, it's complete doo-doo. He's horrible. You can use him in KVK1, and again, just like Ragnar and Caesar, you can use him in the open field and in canyon. He's not good, but you could do it. But as a universal investment, he is one of the absolute worst ones you could pick, and he goes in F minus right alongside Lubu. Okay, right alongside Lubu. Okay, the thing about Lubu as an investment, he deals AoE defense reduction, and that is pretty much it. Okay, if you're gonna use universals on Lubu, then I don't know what you're thinking, but it's just not a good strategy. Okay, he's not a good commander, and in fact, I don't think you're ever going to be able to get him if you're a new player. Okay, if you're a new player in the game, this promotion where you got Lubu is over. So unless they renegotiate something with Dynasty Warriors 9, I don't think we're ever going to see him. So you don't even really have to worry about that. No, you bore me, Lubu. Okay, you bore me with your skills here. Okay, it's trash. This one is only when you're rallying cities, not even flags. Like, there's just so much to hate about Lubu. And on top of that, he doesn't even get a relic. He doesn't even get a relic like the others here do. Okay, at least Freddy got a relic, Lubu doesn't. At least Ragnar and Caesar get relics, Lubu doesn't. So he's pretty much on the same category or in the same level as them without that little extra buff that he so desperately needs. An even worse investment than that is Charlemagne, and you guys probably saw this coming. Okay, but Charlemagne is just so bad, and his relic gives him what, 300 extra damage factor even with the 30% attack, man. He's just so bad. Like, he gets a skill damage bonus that's worse than Isong Ye's, but he only gets it if he loses 30% of his troops. Like, what on earth? It's a worse buff for a huge cost. Like, there's just no reason to invest in Charlemagne. He is probably the worst place that you can put your universal legendary commander sculptures, even if you put your universals in like Sunduk, for example, right? And of course, you can get her for free. You can expertise her for free over time with gold keys and those commander choice chests. But if you put universals into her before you do that, then at least you get her expertise sooner, which means you get the 10% load faster, which is probably more useful than an expertise Charlemagne. Okay, so just don't do it, guys. If you see a commander on this list right here, anywhere on this list, it is not a commander that you should be investing your universal legendary commander sculptures into. But the higher on the list, the worse of a decision you've made, I guess. Now, I guess the last thing I'll mention is Barca. And this whole video, we've talked about free-to-play investments with sculptures. So obviously, if you have Barca, you're not free-to-play, and you can't invest sculptures, but just from like a stars and experience perspective, don't invest in Barco. Just don't.
Okay, with all that being said, guys, if you enjoyed the video, drop a thumbs up on it. It helps this video go out into the YouTube algorithm. Comment down below what you think your worst investment has been in Rise of Kingdoms. And if you're new here, subscribe to the channel and click that bell to be notified the next time that I upload a Rise of Kingdoms video. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been Omniarch. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Peace.